Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
They say true happiness comes from the little things in life.
Oh, that's that's great.
Unless
Jeff.
The little thing is a little affair you're having on your partner.
Is that ever little?
That'll make your significant other more than a little upset.
Yeah, well.
Luckily, we have a little segment on our show called Busted, where you can tell us a little story about how you caught your dumb little ex being a little selfish.
I see what you're doing here, all right, Jeff. Little Jeff, let's go.
Make yourself feel a little bit better if you do it that way. And we've got a few listeners ready to share their stories. We're going to start with Maya. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, well, I used to live in this neighborhood, and like every day on my way home from work, I'd be like a block away from my house, and all of a sudden there would be this car that would just be zooming like past me, like super fast.
Alexis, what are you doing driving that fast in the neighborhood?
No, you don't have proof that was me.
Exactly. And it's a neighborhood, and it's like kids and stuff, so it's kind of dangerous.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you pull the old lady like I do? Slow down.
Yeah, seriously.
I am totally that person.
Yeah.
So it was happening like 2 weeks in a row. This car would be just zooming by. So I was like, well, I'm going to see if this car comes by. I basically parked my car sideways at the entrance of the neighborhood to block it. So,
Oh, my God.
You're, like, doing a full police stop or whatever it's called.
Pretty much, because I'm, like, not on my watch. I need to say something. Nobody else has said anything.
Oh, I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got spike strips or what? How serious are we here?
Just, like, a giant spotlight?
Like, I don't know what was going to happen, but I was like, they're going to fill my rack. So.
Get them.
This does kind of like Rick.
I know. I am so for this.
What happened?
Sure enough, they come zooming like they do, but now they stop.
Uh-oh.
So now this chick is coming up to my car screaming, yelling at me. Guess who the chick is?
Who?
Who?
My boyfriend's ex-wife.
Wait,
so was she trolling the neighborhood by driving quickly, or was she going to
like,
see him?
Totally stalking him?
What did she say?
Get this. They had been hooking up every day.
She's like, it's just so much better when we're not married, you know?
Yeah, when it's sneaky, it's more fun.
Oh, that's messed up.
Wow.
It was wild because he would basically track my phone and my location. And so, like, right when it'd be time for me to get close or I get close, he would basically tell her, you gotta go. Like, you gotta go.
You're never sharing locations with a significant other ever again after this.
Oh, trust me. Never again. I don't care. Never again.
Oh, my God.
You were like, next time when you guys hook up, please calmly leave the neighborhood. Yeah. Okay?
Speedway safely.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to keep going.
I know now.
It's terrible.
Let's go to Gavin. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Ooh, okay. Well, it happened not too long ago.
Okay.
It was actually during the eclipse.
Oh, God.
Wow. That is recent.
Yeah, I paid for my girlfriend and I to go to one of these, like, solar eclipse viewing parties. She's really into astrology and all that, so I thought it was a good idea.
She brought her crystals.
So we go to this remote place with all these other people.
Yeah.
And the guide is telling us where to stand and, like, what time and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then the eclipse happens. And I know I'm not supposed to, but I, like, pop my glasses off for a quick second.
I think a lot of people did, but not recommended.
Yeah, I was where you could see the full eclipse, too, and I also popped them
off. Oh, just to say you did it.
Well, I mean, it's hard to see. Those glasses are literally, like, black.
Yeah.
Well, so I take the glasses off, and I see my girlfriend put her hand on the tour guide's ass.
What?
Whoa.
Did she think it was maybe you? Maybe that was the issue.
Well, it doesn't end there.
Oh.
I see them walk behind a tree.
What?
Oh. I'm, like, baffled, so I run over, and sure enough, they're making out.
How long? I didn't see the eclipse. How long was it?
Well, it depends on where you are. You could be up to, like, 4.5 minutes
So he was in the path. Of course you had the longest time. Okay.
Dude, that's horrible. What did you do?
Honestly, I stared. It could have been 20 minutes. I have no idea.
This is cooler than the eclipse.
He puts my glasses back on. He puts on my girlfriend's cheating glasses. All right, now I got the right ones on.
Dude, that's horrible.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I mean,
when they realized like I was there, I kind of confronted her.
Yeah.
And she said it was because of the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah, it makes animals act weird.
Oh, yeah. You know? All your instincts come out. So, okay. Well, that was a cosmic phenomenon that you watched.
I mean,
I don't think it'll happen again until 2044, so you should be good.
I'd forgive her.
Yeah, she'll cheat on you again then.
We have time for one more. Let's go to Chrisley. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
It was my birthday.
Oh.
And my boyfriend bought me Mike and Ike's. Bunch of bottles.
Like the candy?
Yeah,
it was a random candy to give me. And when I asked why he got me that kind, he said it's because I love him.
Oh, okay.
You do.
That's kind of nice.
It doesn't sound like you do, though.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't. I never really had them before. This was the first time.
What?
So you're like, not me.
I know girls always say it, but this is the time where you're like, you're thinking about somebody else.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, whatever. He's trying to be thoughtful, I guess.
But then, sure, I guess, trying.
A few weeks later, we're hanging out with his coworkers.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And this cute girl from his office comes up, and she's eating a box of Mike and Ike's.
Oh, no. Is it just a coincidence, though?
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody eat Mike and Ike's, honestly.
I was
going
to say.
I've never seen anybody buy them.
Mike nor Ike even buys them anymore.
No. What happened?
Yeah.
So she's saying how she's addicted to him, to them. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Probably both.
Your Freudian slip or hers?
And I go talk to her because I was like, this is too big a coincidence.
Yeah.
And we figure out that he's been dating both of us.
He's like dating her, not just like sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, and he got it confused.
Mike and Yikes.
Jose. I'll never eat a box of those candies without thinking of you again.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to anyway, but now I really won't.
Solidarity.
Chrisley, I'm sorry. Hit up our text board, 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. Phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.